Welcome to the Oral History Review at the Oxford University Press blog. Occasionally, we like to break up the monotony of text posts with a podcast, celebrate the oral and oral history, so to speak. With these podcasts, we hope to give the Oral History Review's authors and editors a place to elaborate on or build upon their scholarship. Furthermore, as with all of our social media efforts, we aim to build awareness of the art and craft of oral history. The following podcast is hosted by Troy Reeves, the Oral History Review's managing editor and head of the Oral History Program at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. Enjoy.
Thank you, Caitlin. Today's podcast features Drs. Linda Crane and Tracy McDonough. Both are faculty in the Department of Psychology at Mount St. Joseph University in Cincinnati, Ohio. Direct the Schizophrenia Oral History Project and wrote an article entitled Living with Schizophrenia, Coping, Resilience, and Purpose for the most recent issue of the Oral History Review. The project's website is at www.schizophreniaoralhistory.com. All right, I am here this afternoon with Linda Crane and Tracy McDonough. Well, thank you both for agreeing to speak with me today. I have a few questions, which I gave you in advance. The first is, before the Schizophrenia Oral History Project, what interest did either of you have in oral history?
Well, I've been interested, this is Linda, and I've been interested in qualitative research for a while, had been looking at different types of qualitative research, and began thinking that oral history was interesting, and went to a conference on oral history. And in fact took a workshop, I believe, Troy, you were one of the leaders of that workshop, that where I learned about oral history methods and came back from that with a great deal of enthusiasm about the methodology and what we might be able to do with it.
Great. Tracy?
Well, I actually had very little background in oral history research prior to Linda coming to me and asking me to be involved in the project. I used it a little bit in the classroom. In my abnormal psychology class, I have an assignment that uses the Kent State Shootings Oral History Project as a way to teach symptoms of post-traumatic stress disorder. But Linda approached me after she went to that training with the idea to do this project.
The second question is, I wonder if you give an overview of the project and then, of course, the article that appeared or is appearing in the Oral History Review.
Well, this is Tracy. Basically, the project is an archive of life stories of persons with either schizophrenia or schizoaffective disorder, because most of the literature out there on schizophrenia is written by folks who don't have schizophrenia, and we wanted to provide a forum for their voices. All folks with schizophrenia lead lives just like the rest of us, have hopes and dreams and challenges, and we wanted to share that with the rest of the world, with society, because much that's out there right now that's popular about schizophrenia is portraying folks with schizophrenia as violent and shooting up movie theaters and what have you. And that's pretty inaccurate. Our statistics tell us that individuals with severe mental illness, particularly schizophrenia, are much more likely to be victims of crime than to be perpetrators of crime. And so our goal in the project is to provide a voice for our narrators, as well as to challenge some of the stigma that's out there in society.
This is Linda. That's our definitely our primary purpose. In addition, there are people with schizophrenia who are able to speak for themselves and advocate for others who have schizophrenia, but that's relatively rare. Most people with schizophrenia are not likely to want to stand up in front of a group of people and speak for themselves. So for that reason too, this project gives them a voice to tell their own stories in the way they want it told and to let people see who they really are.
This is Tracy. Because what Linda's talking about are some in-person presentations that we do and have done several dozen of in the past couple of years. So we're sharing their voices not only through our website, but also through these public presentations.
Absolutely. This is Linda. The article was designed to meet those same goals. It was a way to let readers of oral history know about people who have schizophrenia, and a way for us to engage in
public education in an academic form.
So the next question has to do with what might have been left out. So is there topics or ideas that you wanted to include in the article but couldn't or didn't?
No, I don't think so. I think we had an opportunity to talk about any number of things in the article. The article gave us the chance to hit on a number of different aspects of people's lives, and we were very happy with the space we received and our ability to do that.
This is Tracy. I would agree with Linda wholeheartedly. I think we had the ability to touch on a breadth of topics, and we were really appreciative of being able to do that in the article.
So part of doing an oral history project is getting it out to the public and getting interest in it. And you all have had some outside interest in the project, and I'm wondering if you could speak to that and maybe your thoughts on some of the interest that's been generated.
This is Linda. Yes, we have. We've been fortunate lately to get some national exposure for the project. We are with an article published recently in the New York Times, and we were also featured on the webpage for Minnesota Public Radio. So we've had some exposure for the project that's been really good that way. One other thing about the project itself is that the opportunity to tell the story of schizophrenia and people with schizophrenia is, as we have said, an effort to in public education, but it's also important for the narrators themselves. It gives them a way to speak, as Tracy first suggested in talking about this, about their lives that is really unprecedented. It's not often that, or ever really, that most of them have that opportunity. And beyond that, it gives them an opportunity to engage in something that they see as meaningful, that gives purpose to their lives, because they are the ones that are really doing that public education. And they are the ones that come away feeling that they've done something to make life better for other people who have schizophrenia.
A quick follow-up to that, and I think I know the answer, but I'll ask it directly. Are you still interested in gathering stories?
This is Tracy. Oh, yes, absolutely. We see this as an ongoing project. In fact, just heard from another narrator this week. One of the things that this national exposure that Linda had mentioned has provided us is the opportunity to begin to expand our narrator pool beyond the greater Cincinnati area. We've received some communications from folks in different parts of the country, California, Maryland, Texas. And so with more people knowing about the project, we're beginning to get more folks that are wanting to share their stories with us. So we do see this as an ongoing project, definitely.
Related to that, you know, you talk about this project being ongoing, but do you have thoughts on future oral history-related projects or publications?
Well, certainly I think that this is Linda. Certainly I think that we are interested in future publications, and probably some of those will be geared toward oral history. In terms of a different project entirely, I'm not thinking in that regard. This is becoming a very large project, and it seems to be one that we could continue with for quite some time.
Yeah, I would agree with Linda. This is Tracy. We have a small staff of students that work with us, and with Linda retiring also. Plus, I have a full-time job as a professor teaching. So this has become a large project, but something that we're both very much thrilled with where it has gone, but don't have any plans to go in another direction because we still see that there's a lot of more work to do here.
Even though this is not an official oral history interview, I always like to leave the narrators with the last word. So is there anything else you want to say about the project or the article?
No, I don't think so. I think we've covered it very well. Troy, thank you.
Yes, Troy, thanks so much.
Linda Crane and Tracy McDonough, I want to thank you both for talking with me today and for the work that you've been doing on this oral history project, and then, of course, for the article that appears in the current oral history review.
You're very welcome. Thank you.
Yes, thank you for the opportunity today.